You're listening to another fine cast from Sideways Suckers.
Well, I haven't done a podcast for a while, so it was a special treat. I'm just going to switch on the recording device and we'll have a listen to a few minutes of irreverent Tuesday afternoon banter in the shop, because there's not much happening. I can't believe that bike weighs over £50.
It's just in the baskets. They're cast iron.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's... Well, Rally used to advertise their bikes. In fact, we've got a sign somewhere. You know, the enamelly sign thing. And it's Rally, the all-steel bicycle. Because that was really cool in those days, to have an all-steel bicycle, as opposed to a bicycle made of plastic that they hadn't invented then. Or carbon fibre, which nobody even knew what it was, or titanium, or aluminium. So what the fuck else did they make bikes out of?
Iron.
I don't think they did, actually. An iron bicycle.
That would be.
I suppose they did use wood in rims. Because wooden rims were commonplace. So they started catching fire on long descents.
Who else did
it? I don't really know.
BTI! Yeah,
they probably do. I bet they do as well. I bet they do five different varieties and I bet they deliver next day.
Chickens don't.
Chickens don't stop the things we want.
Extra frying.
Oh, fine, might do. They do IRD stuff, don't they?
Hardly any of it.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Hot lines? No. Hot wheels?
No. MDI, MDI. I bet Mr. MDI does them. Check out his prices.
I'm a DJ Revolver.
It's Ice Baby, isn't it? So, doesn't really matter when you're that cool.
Biotechs.
Piss.
Good,
is it?
No.
And
then the pictures.
Let me look. I'll check it out. I can look at words and figure out what they are.
More large, harder, faster.
Ain't got no account with them.
You know, how'd you get them tyres in?
So Foreman, boy, did that not take long.
Oh,
I don't really want those gun bags. They kind of went out of fashion about 10 years ago.
Fanny pack.
I'll fuck your fanny. Woo.
Those Americans, they just don't know how funny they are. Let me just tell them my favourite.
My kit when we went
earmuffs.
To Interbike and bought, and with the kids, the woman from, who makes bags, Timbuktu, was showing Judith her handbag, which she then bought. And she said, it's a convertible fanny pack. And all three kids just went, oh, fell back laughing. She's like, what? You said funny. Goddamn Yankees.
I'll check you out.
Staple me just because I'm tall.
Staple diet.
Oh, you kind of funny. Hello? Anybody there? No. Evidently not.
Well, maybe it's one in the box.
What box? Oh, get rid of it, is it?
On the back?
Yeah.
Big You remember what happened with that fork when we got that frame off? Yeah. All that big panic in front of us.
I didn't wait for some fork for it, didn't I?
I don't think
looking less like it.
It's looking not very likely at all.
Yeah,
you
thought it was some yarn back up there.
I think we've illuminated the possibility of there being a thing in the bottom there. Shazoom, jump, jing, shazoom, that's nice, it's quite kitschy, isn't it?
Not unlike myself. Well, where? When I built my crossbite, my if.
I couldn't get one from anywhere, and I got two. People gave me one.
Yeah.
Not at the same time. Because that would be either a spit roast or some kind of double penetration. And that's just not my scene. So, I must have one spare.
No, because it went on the Wailoo, didn't it?
Yeah, but there isn't one on the earth. Because it's got V-brakes.
But it's in this pile down here, isn't it?
Well, you checking that bar down there, and I'll check in these boxes over here. And whoever finds it first gets a prize. There's Monster! And he's had it cut in a kind of slanty fashion.
That's really cool.
Do you want the angle?
Eh?
Do you want the angle?
It was a jaunty angle, without a doubt. Nah, I give up. Pauline's gone doesn't mean
it's another 2 hours to go.
It's only 4 o'clock. I'm going to practice my cocktail skills. Ow! I'm stopping practicing my cocktail skills now. I'm not much of a cock juggler. So what's happening then?
Fuck all really.
No, not now.
Oh, right.
No, there's nothing happening now. On Thursday.
Thursday. Come in the morning. Put the bins out.
Oh yeah. A bit exciting. Build that cross pallet. Yeah. Have we got everything for it, or we will have by then, won't we?
Yeah, rim. There's one wheel there. Hopefully, you tell the rim will turn from. Tyres should turn up from Specialized because they weren't in that delivery today.
Wow, wee!
And then, yeah, she's hanging for you. That thing wrapped together and dreamily go, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
What's happening on Thursday? Riding bikes in some darkness somewhere.
In the darkness?
Yeah.
Riding bikes in the darkness. I'm going to drag mine into that twat with the ugly face and the massive hair.
That's why your voice is fucking stupid.
Here, yeah, now you can reach the high notes, you fucker.
Put my particularly knobbly tyres on. Pull some skids.
Skids are great, I like skids.
Skids rule, it's cool. Coach Bull. what's happening? Dave's going to come in and buy that blur.
Is he? Doesn't know this yet. Okay.
I will sell it to him one day, though. I will.
Is that your mission in life?
Yeah.
Someone's got to buy it. Well, I suppose that's not strictly true, no. But it would be nice if someone would buy it.
For full retail price.
And then we could have some buy something else that's nice and people actually want.
Why don't they want that? It's the best
product. I don't know. Ever. It's just cock and balls, isn't it?
Well, it's the old one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Because the old one was shit. Let's face it. Compared to the new ones, oh my
it's
god.
It's got clearance.
Yeah, because it's important to have enough space to fit your wheels in. Oh, you can. Look, I've made a monocle from a piece of wire from Bertie's wiring loom. That's probably saved about £1.
That's Thursday.
I don't know.
Have you got to order Andy's meat stick?
Oh, yeah. Box is going. Ooh. This is a rubbish box we're sitting on. Next time you're packing a box up and leaving it lying around for a couple of days, make sure it's a good sturdy box.
Hopefully, Matthew will send me the fucking account and we can get rid of all three boxes. And also, I'll have to bring up the fucking tent and holes on some other crap. Woohoo! Go to a circuit next door to the shop and ruin it.
Come back with a really bad head injury. Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, now do you pop during late?
I predict a riot.
Because it's a load of tracks you don't have a bike or something.
Just the one?
That's what it says.
Does it?
Yeah.
One man in a tracksuit doesn't really constitute a riot, I don't think, does it?
One man in his tracksuit.
Went to riot. The meadow. You fucker.
You gun.
Ow. The old steel bicycle has just injured me.
Catch tinnitus off that.
By proxy.
You can catch that off a rusty badger.
Can you?
Yeah, tinnitus.
That's a cancer charity, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tinnitus. Yeah.
All tinnitus.
It is. No, it is. It's called Tenevers, and originally there was 10 people that set it up.
All right.
And they thought it was a great name to call it Tenevers. Because it's like a word, but it's not a word, but it's like a phrase, and it's like a whole. How many there are, and that.
I can dig it.
Good. Like shaft.
Dig it with my shaft.
Who's the big black dick? Not mine.
I couldn't get the Atlantic band off. Hey. What's fighting you now?
Huh?
Frostbite.
What?
Frostbite.
Oh, right. I thought you said whilst biting your knob. No wonder you couldn't get the elastic band off while you were biting your knob.
They're trying to break through the plastic.
Yeah.
Like a Cenobite.
It's a valid. to their cure constipation. Yes! Because if you meet one, you shit yourself. Oh, there's my favourite screwdriver. Why is that down there?
We should really try to do that crap down that. Down.
Well, next time there's not much happening. And then you can make that your aim in mind. If you like. Sound of that, we'll chiseling tiles off in the kitchen.
Take a huge chunk of glass at me.
Yeah, less of that.
No, that's what happens when you take tiles off walls.
You can use a tile. Don't they do like a tile? No, I'm thinking of Artex, aren't I? Yeah. You can use an Artex steaming machine to get rid of Artex. Well, it wouldn't,
no,
it would
be better
probably
if
wouldn't
I,
work on ceramic.
No, it would be better with a cold chisel, but...
A hot one is all we've got. A bolster chisel, you mean?
No, a cold chisel.
Well, what's the difference between a cold chisel and a normal, and a room temperature chisel?
Cold chisels are white.
I thought bolster chisels
were
white.
No, bolster is the pointy ones.
Ah, well, we don't want one of them,
though. No, they're for knocking all that bricks. No, unless we've got the words the wrong way around. Nice wide ones that mostly
hit. I think the bolster chisel is the wider one, because when you... my granddad used to have a bolster on his bed, which was like a pillow that was double wide.
He's better held together with a
So the bolster aspect probably means that it's double the width of a normal one.
That's quite a lot more than
normal. Yeah, I know, but if it was quite a wide normal one, then a bolster chisel would be double that width. So I reckon that the bolster chisel...
If it's a semi-bolster.
Yeah. I bet that's... Ooh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, there is, Johnson wine to feed you. I'll bring you some wine then. Because then it gives me an excuse to go and buy a lot of beer. Ah. Yeah, how are you? Has Matthew sent me an email yet? Alright.
Hey, hey, it's Geordie from Catch a Massive Ferret here.
Okie doke, see you in a bit then. Cheers, mate.
Where did this strange help cardboard helmet come from?
At the Surly Rock.
Did it? Hours of fun for everyone. In the big brown Surly box.
How would you fancy sponsoring a bike team, eh?
Yeah.
Would Voodoo chuck a load of freight though?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's...
Well, it's 6 o'clock. That's it, let's go.
Business is over.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
No, just the business day is over.
I predict a riot. I'm going to catch up now.
Well, that won't take much doing. I shall add up the post office receipts, though.
So, yeah, it'll be on minus money according to the till, though.
Oh! Did you put cash out of the till? Put cash in the till, I mean.
Sorry?
Did you pay for the post office with cash out of the till?
No, out of Julian's pocket.
Wow, you've been rummaging in my wife's pocket.
Julian's picky pocket thing. He put the picky
pocket. Exactly, pick a pocket out.
I got given that cash back.
Oh, you bastard, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
And she took the rest of it.
Yeah.
Music Maestro.
Of the ocean, how her hips this way. She had everybody looking back, and everybody took him back. And anything she wanted, all the guys obeyed. Now
she was
a sight for sore pupils, and a
she loved
to flaunt it, cause she knows she got it. And
she does
the most intoxicating things to make a man with worries feel like everything is okay. She got
powers.
She reflects, then she forces you to look. She got everything you need, and got everything you dream about. Heaven's in a snuff, she'll steal your heart like a crook. Now,
she knows
exactly what you want and winning.
She
to any mess, it's just to see you get it.
She flies
like the Nile, I think that she was there for GD in a lot before this present one was took. She got
powers.
But when I see her, yes, wanna see just
gets lost in the magic of her secret bliss. She is a bona fide keeper. Just wanna travel inside and seek her desk. Mystique so fresh from the west coast to the east coast. It's a death blow, make a new broke. It's spread up in a web, she don't need no net. People, no one be hope. She knows just what I need. Make an ego fly like an ego. Feel her ego. B-O-B-O-Y-O. She's so fly, lethal injection. Frozen in my step like deep in her breath. Keeping her breath, rent like meat in a headspin. Doc, take a rain check. She is the medicine. Tricks and she got some treats. She shake the ground underneath you, knock you off your feet. She did everything about her, from her head down to her follicles. Her melodies and sounds of music when she speaks. Now
she's dying,
consistent with her energies, and
she plays
the little games when it's time to play them.
She
like the finest type of wine, and just a whiff of her for men will make your knees get weak. She got
powers.
And on Wednesday, but I believe I have an appointment. So I'm at the outside, so if you get this message, I'll see you in a few minutes. And there you are. Hello. Greetings.
If you're there, it's Steve. I'm from Southside in the car with Chris, and I'm freezing cold. It's 4:20 on Sunday night. Let us in, because I need a wee. Pick the phone up quick. Hey there.
It's Frank. What's up, man? I know it's Wednesday. I was just calling to see if you had a chance to track anything down. Hope you're having fun. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Call me later. Bye.
Message for Tim. Tim is Clive down at the bike lab. Give me a call. I'm calling you on Wednesday. So obviously you're not there. Give me a tinkle tomorrow, I'll be in the shop all day. 01202-330011. Cheers, bud.
Jimmy, it's Frank. Just calling and check in. Actually, just send me an email when you get a chance. See you, man. Bye.
This is Canada calling. It's 6:30. I guess it's Tuesday. Are you...
Hello, Mr. Johnson. I'm calling from your bank regarding the query for the missing payment. I spoke to you last night. I have passed the details on to the manager and asked her to call you. The case number that you will need to quote if you have to call again is 700-212-1780, as the previous one that you had has terminated. Thank you.
Pretty good, I'm sure it would be me personally, you know. No one could get in touch with my family. Now you're there.
Friday.